Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So chatting today to Okkie Terblanche of, who is the DA Shadow Deputy Minister of Police. A very good afternoon, Okkie. Glad to have you with us again.
Good afternoon, Gary, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you so much, Okkie. Always great to chat to you. So, Okkie, I'm following up on a discussion I had yesterday, and obviously in connection with how this police responded to the protests at Tembisa, which resulted in the death of four people. And what we want to talk to you today about is, do you think that the police have adequate training? And apparently they only receive a once-off training of 4 weeks in crowd management. So, I mean, what are your views on this?
Gary, obviously the police are getting a lot of training.
Right.
The question remains whether the training that they got, you know, is adequate enough to, you know, to equip them to deal with the situation.
I mean, the fact that they only, as a once-off, right, in the initial training, get the 4 weeks training of crowd management, you know, training per se. And these guys then go into the force, they do a full two years worth of training, but there's no additional training. So, and obviously times progress and the protests get more violent, et cetera, and the more people being involved. Why do you really honestly believe that there is sufficient training?
No, the honest question is, Gary, I don't believe that, you know, and, you know, we don't need to, you know, to really think about that in the sense that, you know, the Falun Commission and the panel of experts, you know, appointed after, you know, Marikana, they indicated, you know, quite clearly that they don't think the police are properly trained to handle these situations.
And, I mean, it's, what about leadership? I mean, they follow their leadership, and we all question their leadership. So where does the rot start?
Leadership, Gary, is really a very, very great concern at the moment. You know, quite often you find that people progresses or get promoted to very, very senior positions. And, you know, some of them, you know, are not even people that joined the police as constables and grew up in the police. Some of them, you know, are also part of and listen to the deployment. Some people are appointed in terms of Section 45, not Section 45, Regulation 45, you know, where, you know, they are sort of, you know, bypassing, you know, all the appointment requirements.
It's just such a big concern, this. And, I mean, Okkie, even at station level, so in the event of us having to, or the police having to scale up, and should there be large or higher scale unrest, and we need to get station level police obviously involved. And I mean, in my mind, we're going to have massive problems from the training on how to deal with the crowds, even as regards to being themselves provided with protective equipment, vehicles even. I think it's just, I just don't see how the police can handle it.
You know, obviously the police, you know, after the report of the so-called panel of experts, you know, was released, they tried, you know, to catch up a bit. But to be honest, you know, in the meantime, the only thing that I'm seeing that is different now is that they issued a new national instruction. But still, you know, you're rightfully, you know, the police at station level, we saw that, you know, with the July unrest, August, you know, earlier. And people are not equipped. They don't have the necessary, you know, weapons and stuff. They are not prepared at station level at all to deal with this stuff.
And it's a huge concern because, I mean, the police in the stations, for example, Bramley Police Station, should there be some unrest in Alexandra, they're going to be the first on the scene, the first to respond. I mean, and if they don't have the training, if they don't have themselves the protective equipment, if they don't even have the vehicles to get there or whatever, it's going to end in chaos.
Yeah, that's exactly the case, you know, and that's a major concern from our side. You know, our side, I mean, you know, we as the portfolio committee, I'm serving on the portfolio committee, you know, for police. And, you know, we have serious, you know, concerns and reservations whether the police are properly equipped, you know, in all respects, they don't have, as you said, they don't have the necessary training.
Mm-mm.
And, I mean, the equipment they don't have. There's a huge understaffing at the moment. So the police, you know, they are not ready at the moment if this sort of starts happening on a large scale.
And, I mean, Oki, the police themselves resorting to such extreme of violence, lethal force. What are your views on that?
Yeah, you know, that is really a pity. You know, we had a meeting with them a while ago also and with IPET. And I mean, you know, that is a serious concern because obviously, you know, if you see the serious crimes, you know, being committed with police officials and, you know, quite often IPET is not in a position to investigate it properly. And there is a tendency, I would say, that the police are trying to sort of, you know, hide stuff away, not revealing everything to IPET. And, yeah, you know, the police has got a serious discipline concern.
It's a big problem, this. And, I mean, everyone is concerned that, obviously, it's the final resort is when the police arrive. They've got to protect. They've got to... And also, they've also got to enforce law and order, but they've also got to protect, obviously, the protesters. They can't just start killing them. You can't resort to that type of violence. And, I mean, the last question, Oki, for you is, I mean, who would have, is there someone very senior when there is a protest march who would give instruction to the officers on duty? I mean, whose lead do they follow?
Well, you know, as I said, they issued a new national instruction, you know, recently. And in terms of that, you know, the Public Order Policing Unit, and I'm referring now to the National Public Order Policing Unit, they keep on, you know, reporting to, you know, National Head Office. And there, you know, will be people, you know, attending to that. And I hope that person will be properly trained and equipped to give the necessary guidance.
It's a big concern, this, Oki. And, I mean, we rely so heavily on our police force, you know, to enforce law and order and to protect us, but to protect all citizens of this country. And, Oki, thank you so much for your time once again. I always enjoy our discussions. That's Oki Tablanche, the DA Shadow Deputy Minister of Police.